You're listening to Wisp Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Moe here for Wisp Business, the podcast. Today, I'm joined by Brian Sammons, the founder, owner, and distiller at Twisted Path Distillery in Milwaukee. And he's also the president of the Wisconsin Distillers Guild. Today we're going to talk about a couple different things, a couple different issues facing the distillers in the state, and focusing on the three-tier system and Brian's take on it. So thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
So to get us started, we're obviously going to be touching on some of the issues facing distillers in the state here today, but also it's a part of the greater craft beverage coalition. So can you talk a bit about why the coalition was formed with respect to the three-tier system as it exists in the state today?
Well, the three-tier system as it exists, wholesaler, retailer, and manufacturers, the retailers have and the wholesalers have been organized for a long time. They've gotten together for lobbying and things like that and have had a major impact on Wisconsin law in the form of the three-tier system, bolstering it and also turning it to Swiss cheese for a long, long time. Manufacturers have actually never really gotten together and formed a union where we can represent all of our collective interests. So that's the breweries, the wineries, and the distilleries. We're the manufacturers in the state. We're all small, by the way. We've never, until now, gotten all together to, not to put too fine a point on it, though, stand up to the wholesalers and the retailers lobby. Against mostly, to try to prevent them from further using state law to just further their interests at our expense, but also to actually try to move Wisconsin law forward for the people of Wisconsin to a more balanced policy. Absolutely. And for manufacturers.
Yeah, sure thing. Can you talk a bit about the distill pub idea, which we were just chatting about briefly before?
This is actually something that came about not from us at all.
Sure.
This was just put forward by a handful of legislators that do want to very admirably want to move state laws in a more progressive, in a more modern direction, basically just update them to present realities. But their draft has this distill pub in it. It's very akin to a brew pub. It's a smaller manufacturing facility, but then also it's sort of a retail end to it. They can have more than a couple, they can have a couple locations, but they can get a license to sell other spirits. They can sell the spirits they make. They can also sell beer and wine if they get the local licenses, but that state law doesn't prohibit them from doing that. Very importantly, they can also self-distribute to a limited extent, mm-hmm. i.e. take it to another store nearby and sell it to them. Without having to go through a wholesaler. These are all things that just, in the present market, make a ton of sense. They're trying to limit some of the negative consequences of our current set of laws. For example, right now, in state law, for some reason, a manufacturer, a distiller like me, is limited to just have two locations. Right. So I start out in a small location like I'm in right now. But then I start barrel aging things, I might need a separate location to age the barrels because it doesn't fit in my little urban location, right? So that's two locations already. Now what if I want to grow the actual manufacturing facility? I want to leapfrog. I don't want to stop operations while I build a new one. Mm-hmm. I want to build the new one and then discontinue the small one. Well, then for a time there I'd have three. Can't do it. Mm-hmm. So, and why the limit to three? Or why the limit to two? Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any sense. It's not serving any public interest. But it's stymieing business. That's a perfect example of the kind of stuff in the state laws right now that doesn't help anybody, it just hurts business. Why is it, so to give an example, a tangible example, there's an event just up the street and there's a mistake made where my wholesaler doesn't get them my gin in time. There's about to be a huge event featuring my gin and I find out the day before that they don't have the gin. I can't get it up to Fond du Lac and back in time. If I were to bring it there myself, two blocks away from my distillery, I could face 9 months in jail.
Breaking the law, yeah.
9 months in jail and probably lose my business.
Yeah.
Why? Who did that help? It just hurt business. It just made things a mess.
Yeah.
So a limited right of self-distribution like that makes all the sense in the world. And it's capped, so it's not like, Miller can then just, or huge companies can come in and just, take over all the distribution. There's no real downside to it.
I see. Well, thank you for giving your perspective on some of these issues today, and I wish you the best of luck with all these things going forward. I hope to hear more about some of these fights going on in the legislature, and appreciate you taking the time.
All right, thank you.
You've been listening to WISP Business, the podcast. See more at wispbusiness.com.